Sunday was the last day of a nearly week-long air and space show in Russia, which brought together aircraft and aerospace companies from many different nations. American military planes were at the show for the first time ever. They included a bomber, which attracted a lot of attention at the event outside Moscow. The centerpiece of the Russian air show were the flight demonstrations of the many different aircraft that were present. From old single-engine planes to sleek new fighter bombers, pilots thrilled the tens of thousands of spectators who came each day to watch. The biggest cheers went to Russian, Italian, and then French teams, in which up to 10 jets flew in formation through the sky, leaving trails of colored smoke in their wake. Two French jets drew a red and blue heart that stretched 2 kilometers high across the sky. Not flying, but still attracting a great deal of attention, was an American B-52 bomber, part of an American delegation that was invited for the first time ever to a Russian air show. Lieutenant Colonel Bill Patenoid is chief navigator of the B-52, which flew all the way from the U.S. for the show.
Very exciting. Didn't think we'd ever come here. This is a really exciting time for all of us.
Back in Soviet times, the airbase where the show was held was a secret facility where numerous aircraft were put through air trials. Also on display was a sleek Russian supersonic jet, similar to the British and French Concorde, except that it was designed to carry nuclear missiles. But thoughts of the Cold War were far from the minds of the throngs of people at the show, especially those who asked the American crew members for autographs or to pose for photos.
A lot of questions, a lot of people wanting our pictures, so it's exciting, I think, for the Russians as well as it is for us. You know, now I know what it's like to be a rock star.
The Russian show closed on Sunday with a special concert and a big fireworks display. Bill Gasparini for VOA News at the Zhukovsky Airfield near Moscow.